The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Ash Wednesday. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1, and Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Ash Wednesday opens Lent, a season of fasting and prayer. Ash Wednesday comes from the ancient Jewish tradition of penance and fasting. The practice includes the wearing of ashes on the head. They symbolize the dust from which God made us. The priest applies the ashes to a person's forehead, and he says, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Or he may say, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Now, what you might not know is that everybody is invited to accept the ashes as a visible symbol of penance, even non-Catholics, non-Christians, and the excommunicated are welcome to receive the ashes. The ashes are made from blessed palm branches taken from the previous year's Palm Sunday Mass. It's a day of fast and abstinence, only one full meal, two smaller meals, and no meat. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you. I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for women who are victims of violence, that they may be protected by society and have their sufferings considered and heeded. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The primacy of Peter. When the Church adheres to these words in faith, she is not being triumphalistic, but humbly recognizing in wonder and thanksgiving the victory of God over and through human weakness. Whoever deprives these words of their force for fear of triumphalism or of human usurpation of authority does not proclaim that God is greater, but diminishes him, since God demonstrates the power of his love and thus remains faithful to the law of the history of salvation, precisely in the paradox of human impotence. For with the same realism with which we declare today the sins of the popes and their disproportion to the magnitude of their commission, we must also acknowledge that Peter has repeatedly stood as the rock against ideologies, against the dissolution of the word into the plausibilities of a given time, against subjection to the powers of this world. When we see this in the facts of history, we are not celebrating men, but praising the Lord, who does not abandon the church, and who desired to manifest that he is the rock through Peter, the little stumbling stone. Flesh and blood do not save, but the Lord saves through those who are of flesh and blood. To deny this truth is not a plus of faith, not a plus of humility, but is to shrink from the humility that recognizes God as he is.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 8 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio on Ash Wednesday. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. This year, the Lord grants us once again a favorable time to prepare to celebrate with renewed hearts the great mystery of the death and resurrection of Jesus, the cornerstone of Christian life. We begin this day of prayer, joining with the whole church, as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Thank you. Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord and never forget all his blessings.
It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's.
The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins.
As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are dust.
As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower of the field. The wind blows, and he is gone, and his place never sees him again.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works in every place where he rules. My soul, give thanks to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You have compassion for the sinner, Lord, as a father has compassion for his children. Heal the weaknesses of your people and save us from lasting death, that we may praise and glorify you forever.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Turn back to the Lord and do penance. Be renewed in heart and spirit.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly, lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleas to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with a wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and cloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This rather is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. Then the Lord will guide you always and give you plenty even on the parched land. He will renew your strength, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. The ancient ruins shall be rebuilt for your sake, and the foundations from ages past you shall raise up. Repairer of the breach, they shall call you. Restorer of ruined homesteads. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord says, the kind of fast that pleases me is sharing your food with the hungry and sheltering the poor and homeless.
Do this, and I will listen to your prayers. When you call on me, I will say, I am here.
When the Son of Man comes in glory, he will say to those on his right, come, inherit the kingdom, for I was hungry, and you gave me food.
Do this, and I will listen to your prayers. When you call on me, I will say, I am here.
The second reading, from a letter to the Corinthians by St. Clement. Let us fix our attention on the blood of Christ and recognize how precious it is to God his Father, since it was shed for our salvation and brought the grace of repentance to all the world. If we review the various ages of history, we will see that in every generation the Lord has offered the opportunity of repentance to any who were willing to turn to him. When Noah preached God's message of repentance, all who listened to him were saved. Jonah took the Ninevites. They were going to be destroyed, but when they repented, their prayers gained God's forgiveness for their sins, and they were saved, even though they were not of God's people. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the ministers of God's grace have spoken of repentance. Indeed, the Master of the whole universe himself spoke of repentance with an oath. As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the death of the sinner, but his repentance. He added this evidence of his goodness. House of Israel, repent of your wickedness. Tell the sons of my people, if their sins should reach from earth to heaven, if they are brighter than scarlet and blacker than sackcloth, you need only turn to me with your whole heart and say, Father, and I will listen to you as a holy people. In other words, God wanted all his beloved ones to have the opportunity to repent, and he confirmed this desire by his own almighty will. That is why we should obey his sovereign and glorious will and prayerfully entreat his mercy and kindness. We should be supplement before him and turn to his compassion, rejecting empty works and quarreling and jealousy which only lead to death. Brothers and sisters, we should be humble in mind, putting aside all arrogance, pride, and foolish anger. Rather, we should act in accordance with the Scriptures, as the Holy Spirit says. The wise man must not glory in his wisdom, nor the strong man in his strength, nor the rich man in his riches. Rather, let him who glories glory in the Lord by seeking him and doing what is right and just. Recall especially what the Lord Jesus said when he taught gentleness and forbearance. Be merciful, he said, so that you may have mercy shown to you. Forgive so that you may be forgiven. As you treat others, so you will be treated. As you give, so you will receive. As you judge, so you will be judged. As you are kind to others, so you will be treated kindly. The measure of your giving will be the measure of your receiving. Let these commandments and precepts strengthen us to live in humble obedience to his sacred words, as the Scripture asks, "Whom shall I look upon with favor except the humble, peaceful man who trembles at my words?" Sharing then in the heritage of so many vast and glorious achievements, let us hasten toward the goal of peace set before us from the beginning. Let us keep our eyes firmly fixed on the Father and Creator of the whole universe and hold fast to his splendid and transcendent gifts of peace and all his blessings. Let the evil man give up his way of life and the sinful man his thoughts. Let him turn back to the Lord, and the Lord will have mercy on him.
Our God is kind and compassionate, always ready to forgive.
The Lord does not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to him and live.
Our God is kind and compassionate, always ready to forgive.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
28 minutes past the hour, today's Gospel. In just a few minutes, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song.
28 minutes before the hour, welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Ash Wednesday. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells us how to be sure that our prayer is heard. From the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. It's the first day of Lent, a time when we're called to pay special attention to turning away from sin, or to put it more positively, to pick up the pieces and begin again. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. We are at the beginning of Lent, a time of penance and interior renewal to enable us to prepare for Easter. The Church's liturgy unceasingly invites us to purify our souls and to begin again. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, as we read in the first reading of today's Mass. Then as the priest places ashes on our forehead, he reminds us of the words of Genesis after original sin. Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember. Despite this reminder, we sometimes forget that without God, we are nothing. Without God, all that remains of man's greatness is that little pile of dust in a dish at one side of the altar on Ash Wednesday. It is what the Church marks us with on our forehead as though with our own substance. God wants us to detach ourselves from the things of the earth and return to Him. He wants us to abandon sin, which makes us grow old and die, for us to return to the fount of life and joy. Jesus Christ Himself is the most sublime grace of the whole of Lent. It is He who presents Himself to us in all the wonderful simplicity of the gospel. To turn our hearts towards God to be converted means that we must be prepared to use all the means to live as He expects us to live. We must be absolutely sincere with ourselves. We must not try to serve two masters. We must love God with our whole heart and soul and flee from any deliberate sin in our lives. Each of us must do this, whatever his personal circumstances may be as regards work, health, family, age, and so on. Jesus is looking for a contrite heart within us, a heart that acknowledges its weaknesses and sins and is prepared to disencumber itself of them. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good. God wants from us a genuine sorrow for our sins, which we will manifest above all by going to sacramental confession and by doing small deeds of mortification and penance out of love. For us, conversion means seeking God's pardon and strength in the sacrament of reconciliation. This is the way to start again and to improve each day. In order to encourage our contrition, the Church sets before us in today's liturgy the psalm in which King David gave utterance to his repentance, and in the words of which so many saints have begged God for forgiveness. It can help us, too, in these moments of prayer, to say, have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, in your compassion, blot out my offense. Oh, wash me more and more from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor, sustain me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. God will listen to us today if we repeat as an ejaculatory prayer, a pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 21 before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Ash Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready.
My heart is ready, O God.
My heart is ready.
My heart is ready, O God. I will sing. Sing your praise. Awake, my soul. Awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn.
I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations, I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth.
O come and deliver your friends. Help with your right hand and reply. From his holy place, God has made this promise. I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. I will measure out the valley of Succoth.
Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I take for my helmet, Judah for my commander's staff. Moab I will use for my washbowl. On Edom I will plant my shoe. Over the Philistines I will shout in triumph.
But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies?
Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Accept the prayers of your servants, Lord, and prepare our hearts to praise your holy name. Come to our aid in times of trouble, and make us worthy to sing you songs of thanksgiving.
My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready.
The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation.
The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation.
I rejoice heartily in the Lord, and my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels.
As the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations.
For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet. Until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch.
Nations shall behold your vindication and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of God. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God.
No more shall men call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse.
As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation.
I will praise my God all the days of my life.
I will praise my God all the days of my life.
My soul, give praise to the Lord.
I will praise the Lord all my days and make music to my God while I live.
Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing.
He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain.
It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free, the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down, the Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan.
It is the Lord who loves the just but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God, from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of glory and power, those who have put all their trust in you are happy indeed. Shine the brightness of your light on us, that we may love you always with a pure heart.
I will praise my God all the days of my life.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. You are a people sacred to the Lord your God. He has chosen you from all the nations on the face of the earth to be a people peculiarly his own. It was because the Lord loved you and because of his fidelity to the oath he had sworn to your fathers that he brought you out with his strong hand from the place of slavery and ransomed you from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand, then, that the Lord your God is God indeed, the faithful God, who keeps his merciful covenant down to the thousandth generation toward those who love him and keep his commandments. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. When you fast, do not put on a gloomy face like the hypocrites.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God,
The dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When you fast, do not put on a gloomy face like the hypocrites. Today, God our Father brings us to the beginning of Lent. We pray that in this time of salvation, He will fill us with the Holy Spirit, purify our hearts, and strengthen us in love. Let us humbly ask Him,
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
May we be filled and satisfied
by the word which you give us.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. Teach us to be loving, not only in great and exceptional moments,
but above all in the ordinary events of daily life. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
May we abstain from what we do not really need,
and help our brothers and sisters in distress.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. May we bear the wounds of your Son in our bodies,
for through his body he gave us life. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And our Lenten journey begins. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at relevantradio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.